This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Chayisara, Friday afternoon, it's a short day, we have a lot to do, little time. In the past, we sometimes say, you know, keep your socks on, keep your shoes on. Today, we're going to give a little warning, try to stay right side up, and you'll see what I mean. There is a common expression, and many people probably think it's somewhere in Shas, Barak Haradavua. A son are the legs of the father. Actually, if I were to ask, you know, where does it say that? A person would say, yeah, in Shas. Or somewhere. Actually, it doesn't say it anywhere.
It says it right here.
It does not say it anywhere. Barak Haradavua. Where does that come from? Shagar Befi HaKol. That's what everybody says. But actually, if you look in the Gemara in Erevin, on Daf Ayinu and Beis number 2, it says, Yoyresh Karadavuha, the inheritor are the legs of the father. But there is such an expression, Bara Karadavuha, a child, a son, are the legs of the father. And what we would like to try to explain is, of all the parts of the body, why is the son considered the legs of the father?
Why not the head?
Why not the head? Why not the hands? Why not the heart? Why not the mind? The legs of the father. Okay. Very interesting. I'm going to ask you a kasha now. You're going to think to yourself, hey, how come I never thought of that question? How old was Yitzchak at the Akedah?
37.
Oh, wow.
Good.
Wow.
People say 16.
Hey, no, there's 33. 37. Kasha's 37. How old was he when he married Rivka?
40.
He waited 10 years till... Right, she was Rola Ryan. And then, what? And then 10 years until she was an acclaimed Akara. So how old was Yitzchak when Yaakov and Esau was born?
60.
60. How old was Abraham when Yitzchak was born?
100.
Oh. How old was Yitzchak?
When he was born.
When he celebrated his son's bar mitzvah.
73.
On that day, Vayigdulu Hanarim, they went off the Darach, right? Esav went off the Darach. And what happened on that day when Yaakov was cooking those beans?
Abraham died.
How old were Esav and Yaakov?
13.
Some say 15, but some say 13. According to those who say 13, how old was Yitzchak at the time?
73.
How old was Abraham?
173.
Right? Because we know Avram was 100 when Yitzchak was born. Yitzchak was 60 when Yaakov and Esav were born. So that means on the day of the bar mitzvah of Yaakov and Esav, Avram was 173, and the Torah tells us that Avram died on that day. What? But I thought he was 175. But according to our cheshbon we just made is he was only 173.
We have a shiur on that once before.
No, not with me. But again, here's the question. The question is, the Torah says that Abraham was 175 when he died, but that doesn't work out. He was 101 when Yitzchak was born. Yitzchak was 60 when Yaakov and Esav were born. That would make Yitzchak 73 when they became bar mitzvah, which was presumably, according to many opinions, the day that Avraham Avinu died. But if Avraham Avinu was 175 when he died, but according to our calculations, he was only 173, what happened to the missing 2 years? Okay. Let's turn for a moment to the end of last week's parsha, at the end of the Akedah. Okay? And the question I'm going to ask you is a rhetorical one, because if you know the answer, so don't shout it out. Don't shout it out. What? 15. According to 15. That works out, yeah. Correct. At the end of the Akedah, last week's parsha, Perek Chafez, Pasuk Yates, Vayashav, Avraham, El Ne'arav, Avraham returned to his Na'arim. Who is his Na'arim? Who?
Eliezer and Yishmael.
Yishmael and Eliezer. I have a question for you. Where's Yitzchak?
He didn't come.
He went
someplace else.
Remember the instructions before I asked the question? Don't shout out the answer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Where is Yitzchak? Where is Yitzchak? The Torah says, Vayashav Avraham el Na'arav. Avraham returned to his Na'arav. Where is Yitzchak? So some Rishonim say that he hid Yitzchak because of Ayin Hara. Okay. Now, this week's parasha. Vatama Sarah. Sarah died. Bekiryas Arba, he chevron be'as kan. Vayavai Avraham. Avraham came list by the Sarah, Vilav Kaisa.
Where is Yitzchak?
Where's Yitzchak? Where did Yitzchak go? Finally, in, it should say, Parshas Taldos, number 6, and Yaakov Avinu, Yitzchak enters after Yaakov had already taken the brachos, and what does the pasuk say? Vayarach es reach begadav. Take a look in Perek. This is in Parshas Taldos.
You wrote Chai Sarah. You made a mistake.
Parshas.
You wrote on the sheet Chayasara.
I mentioned that already, yeah. Perek Chav, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Yeah, Pasuk Chav Zayin. The Pasuk says, Vayija, Vayigash, Vayishakloi, Vayorach, Esreach, Begadov, Vayivarchehu, Vayoymer, Re'e, Reach, Beni, Kareach, Soda, Asher, Berchah Hashem. See, the scent of my son is like the scent of a field that God blessed. Rashi said, what? Esav smelled so good? Yaakov was wearing the garments of the goat.
Right,
goat skin. Rashi says, nothing smells worse than goat skin. Besides gasoline, nothing smells worse than goat skin. The scent of Gan Eden entered with
Yaakov,
and Yitzchak commented, wow, you smell like Gan Eden. And the question is, how would Yitzchak know what Gan Eden smells like? Baruch Hashem, we're not able to follow directions, but there's a well-known Medrash, that the Medrash tells us that actually, at the end of the parasha, it says that when Rivka was coming back to Eretz Yisrael and she sees Yitzchak, the pasuk says Yitzchak was coming mi be'er lachai royi. Right, take a look in the end of Chayei Sarah. This is very important that you see this inside. The pasuk says, Perak Chavdale Pasuk Samach Beis VYitzchak Ba Miboy Be'er Lachayroi. Yitzchak was returning from Be'er Lachayroi. V'hu Yoshev Be'eretz Hanegev. He was living in the south. Says Megala Amukos. Megala Amukos writes, B'nei Nechlekul Chazal. There's a machlokes in Chazal. VYitzchak Ba Mehechan Huba. Where is he coming from? Chacham Echad. Aymer Mi Beis Midrash Shoshem Eiver. One Chacham said he was coming from the Beis Midrash. V'Chacham Echad. Aymer Shabba Mi Gan Eden. And there's another opinion that Yitzchak was coming from Gan Eden. Now you ask, huh? What was he doing in Gan Eden? V'nei kro masnisa masayim lahadin da'amar mi Gan Eden ba Yitzchak. There is a pasuk and Tanaitic source that to this opinion that Yitzchak came from Gan Eden. Shahayisham gimel shanim. He was there 3 years. Miyom shenekar agabe yamizbech, from the day that he was tied to the Mizbech, ad yom shenizdav galoi basuga, until the day of his Shiduchin. Kra, what's the raya from the Pasuk? Masha Omer vayavoy Avraham list by the Sarvel of Kaisa. The Pasuk says, Avraham came to eulogize Sarah. Kasha Yitzchak heichen haya. Where was Yitzchak? Lomalo yizkira akosav, shalai hisbenoi sakalacha. Why does the son not master the mother? Halayacha sili'ima zay Yitzchak. After all, Yitzchak's the only child. You know why Yitzchak couldn't make it to the chasana? Not because he ran out of gas. Not because this flight was cancelled. Because he wasn't in Oilam Hazeh. He was in Oilam Abba. Lachain. Therefore, Kisharasa Oisei Rivka. When Rivka saw, Shala Miho Yishal Hazeh HaHoylech Likrasenu. She asked, who's this guy? Vayomer Ho'evet, who do I need? And the Eved said, it's my master. I don't understand. Rivka sees a young man walking. Why is she asking, who is this man? What she's, you know, looking around, you know, to spy out different men that could, you know, be compatible? I mean, why is she asking? Rashi perish rasa oisai hador. Rashi explains she saw his majesty. Hakusha yosei chazaka. The question was even stronger. Okay. The Megala Mukha seems to be bothered by the following question. And I'll say it in the way I, you know, the way I see it. And that is like this. What happens to Rivka when she sees Yitzchak? Yeah? Fatib, she falls off the camel. She was very startled. Yeah? Why was she very startled?
He was coming from Gan Eden.
What was... I don't understand. Did you ever see anything in your whole life that startled you so much that you fell off your chair? I don't know. Did you ever see anything in your life that was so startling that you fell off your chair?
Rashi doesn't say she fell off. Rashi,
I know, the Pasuk says...
She bowed down, she slid off, her head all the way.
Rashi says, Hashmita Atzma, she let herself down.
She let herself down.
But the simple meaning of the Pasuk, about Tipal, is she fell. I mean, she was obviously very startled. What was so startling about Yitzchak? And somehow, Megala Mukha seems to be saying that because Yitzchak was coming from Gan Eden, that was startling. What was so startling? What exactly was so startling
no
about the
fact that comes back from Gan Eden?
I mean, what, he looked differently?
No one comes back from Gan Eden.
How do you know Rivka? No. How do you know?
She knew that he was in Gan Eden. No one comes back from there. Did you ever see anyone from Gan Eden?
I can't answer that question. You know?
She lived in Aram.
No, we don't know that she knew he was coming from Gan Eden.
He had an aura. Can I talk about? He had an aura about him that was very strong.
Really? Where does it say that?
Rashi says, Raza
Hador. He was majestic.
He was very beautiful.
He was beautiful. Okay. So let's start this way. Let's start with this. Rabbi said, probably many of you have heard that Yitzchak was coming from Gan Eden, but this next part may come as a big surprise. Let's start this way. The end of the Pasuk says that the Yitzchak was living in where? Be'eretz HaNegev. I mean, who cares? He's living in Be'eretz HaNegev. We know where Yaakov is. We know where they're living. Wait.
What does it mean?
They moved while Eliezer, in the one day it took Eliezer to find the Shidduch. What, they moved? They didn't move. So why does it have to say he lived Be'eretz HaNegev? It's very interesting. If you look in, there's a Sefer called Sefer Shoftim. And in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tezvav, it says about Asniel ben Kenaz. It says like this. It says that when the wife of Asniel ben Kenaz asked Kalev to give her a field to make money, she said like this, give me bracha, because you gave me Eretz HaNegev. Rashi explains over there, what does it mean Eretz HaNegev? Eretz HaNegev can mean, you gave me a house that is menugav, it's dried out from anything good, because all we have is Torah. So that could also be what the Torah is saying about Yitzchak, v'hu yoshev v'eretz HaNegev. This is what's suggested in the Sefer Likutei Ma'amarim, that Yitzchak had just come from Gan Eden. Gan Eden. What was he doing there? He was learning. Yeah? And like the Gemara says, Haroitza lehachkim yadrim. If you want to learn Torah, go to the south. So the Torah is commenting, where was Yitzchak coming from? He was coming from a place that was menugav. It was empty from anything other than Torah. Oh. Now listen to this. I'll bring you a couple more sources that Yitzchak was in Gan Eden. The Shach al HaTorah, by the way, the Shach al HaTorah should not be confused with the Shach on Yeredea. The Shach al HaTorah is one of the Gurei HaArizal, one of the students of the Arizal. And he also writes, the Yitzchak Ba, Yitzchak was coming, where was he coming from? He was coming from Gan Eden. And he quotes a very interesting medrash, that when Eliezer came back, Yitzchak suspected Eliezer of some monkey business with Rivka, you know, a slave and this young girl in the desert. Who knows what happened? Yitzchak suspected him. So Hashem wanted to sort of remove the suspicion. He said to the Malachi Asheris, what are we going to do to Eliezer? So the Medrash says, the same way Yitzchak went to Gan Eden alive, we'll do the same for Eliezer, so that Eliezer could rise above the suspicion. And in fact, look at number 10. Rabbi say, why did Yitzchak go to Gan Eden after the Akedah? The Shach al HaTorah writes, "Vayavay Avram lispay v'livkoyz v'nafal al pnei meisay." He fell on the face of his dead kedei la'oyer ha'hesved v'habachi, in order to arouse the crying. V'im kozel lo sipeid v'leibacha, but he didn't actually eulogize. He wanted to, but he did not. Now look a couple lines down. Shamati, I heard, Shenimsa Bazayar. That's found in the Zayar Shema Shalahevi, Yitzchak, Imai, the reason he didn't bring Yitzchak with him. Lefisha Shachat by Avraham, Roiv Shnayim. Because Avraham slaughtered the majority of Yitzchak's two simanim. You hear this? Even though Rashi seems to say that he didn't touch him, that's Rashi's opinion. That's the simple meaning of the psukim. The Zayar says he did shecht him.
Don't touch him.
Afterwards, he told.
Yeah, that's what the Malach said, but God said to do it. So who do you listen to?
So they're saying that he actually did it.
That's what the Zayar says.
And the Malach says, but then the Malach wouldn't have said
Lo Yasa Lo Muma.
He already did it. He would have told him to stop. Don't do anymore.
Don't do anymore. You already shechted Roiv of his Simanim. Don't stop there.
Where is Simanim?
What? Roiv Shnayim. George, the two simanim, the Kana and the Vesha. Shnayim.
And why, if Avram is going to shech the son, he's going to shech the simanim?
That's how you shech. That's how you do shechita. Oh, but when the Malach came and said, Al-Tasloi Ma'uma, says the Zohar, Behalichu ha-Malachim takeuf le-Gan Eden, l'Rab Hoisai. They brought him to Gan Eden to recuperate. Then Ishtasham Sholashanim, he said, you know, it's pretty geschmack over here. He stayed there for 3 days. Ubirechalav. 3 years. Shkayach. Ubirechalav. Baruch atah Hashem. Mechaye hamesim. When he came back, they made a broch on him. Mechaye hamesim. Ah.
Why do you have to go on Gan Eden to be healed? I mean, Shepherd sent the Malach all of us there to heal him.
That's a Kasha Namaisa. That's where he healed him. That's where he healed him. The Chizkuni also writes, Rabbi Yisai. Chizkuni also writes that at the end of the Akedah, it says Avraham returned. The Yitzchak Heichan Halach. Elanidma Megan Eden Shalosham. He hung out in Gan Eden 3 years. Chizkuni also writes the end of this week's parasha that where was Yitzchak coming from? Meheichan Yatzam He Gan Eden Shahayosham Mishaso Akedah Achshav Shaloshanim. Comes the Yismach Moshe. I don't know if we've quoted him in a while, right? Who's the Yismach Moshe? The Yismach Moshe was a contemporary of the Chassam Sofer.
The Satmar Rebbe Zevi.
Yeah, and he says like this. Rashi says he was a contemporary of the Chassam Sofer. Contemporary. And Yismach Moshe says like this. Yitzchak, we know when he smelled Yaakov's garments, he smelled Gan Eden. How did Yitzchak know what Gan Eden smelled like? He remembered. He remembered exactly what it smelled. He spent 3 years there. You don't forget such a smell. Okay. Now listen to this. You ready? Then this is what I told you. Try to keep yourself right side up. Says the Riva. Okay, who's the Riva? The Riva is one of the Bali Toisvas. The Riva writes that what exactly was so startling about Yitzchak when Rivka saw her? Says Riva, Lefi Sharasa Yitzchak, Shahayaba Migan Eden. She saw Yitzchak come from Gan Eden. And in Gan Eden, what do people look like? Listen to this. In this world, we stand on our feet. In Gan Eden, they stand on their heads. Okay, that's a chiddush, right? In Gan Eden, says Tosfos, people don't walk on their feet. They walk upside down. And Yitzchak was coming back from Gan Eden the way people come in Gan Eden, standing on his head. He was going the way Mesim walk. Raglehem Lamala, with their feet up in the air. So you say, does anybody else say this? Rashi says this. Rashi says, Ra Oisai Hador. He saw his majesty. No, Hador can mean upside down. Hadr can mean like Hadr Nalach, turned over. That's what Rashi means. You hear this? Tosfos says that what Rashi means is Virashi Pirish Sherasa Oisai Hador. She saw him majestic, Vitaimi Banav. That's what Rashi means, Hador. Hadr means turned over.
So why would he have been turned over
He's coming back from Gan Eden. He hadn't landed yet.
He
hadn't landed.
He came out of Gan Eden. Wouldn't he have been right side up?
Not yet. It takes time to acclimate. Yeah.
He's a fishing chat to bring Shmuel back. He came up upside down.
Yeah? So, show me that. I don't remember. Okay? So the Riva is saying a very interesting chiddush. that in Gan Eden, instead of right side up, you have upside down. So the question is, why?
Duh.
The question is why? The question is why?
What's the Yeshmas?
He sounds like the feet of his father.
You stay tired.
No, Shnez Baal Rivka Shol of Bederach Shena Kavush.
He was going on an unpaved road, on a tricky road, you know where the Ganavim are. Rabbi said, we know that there's a fundamental difference between human beings and Malachim. Human beings are called Hoylech, Holchem, people who go. Malachim are called Oimdim. Why is that? Because a Malach can't grow, can't go down, remains the same level all of its life. A Malach is called an Oimed. A human being is a Hoylech. You're supposed to go from one Madrega to the next Madrega, always growing, always growing. It's very interesting. There's a pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Beis. This is from the Haftarah of Bahaloscha, also the Haftarah of Shabbos Chanukah. It says like this. It says, Koyomer Hashem Tzavakos, in Bidrachai Telech, if you'll go in my ways. V'imes Mishmarti Tzishman, you keep my guard. V'gamata Tadin Esbesi, and you judge my house. You preserve the justice. I will give you malchim between the oimdim. Says the Chassam Sofer in his commentary to the Haftarah on Parashas Bahaloscha. He says like this. We know when a person passes away, he's no longer a hoylech. He is an oimed because he can no longer grow. He can no longer do mitzvot. But if a Talmud Chacham has talmidim, or if somebody has sons, or daughters, who do mitzvahs. So all of those mitzvahs are accredited to the father, and a person could continue to be a hoylech even after he goes to the Olam HaEmes, right? In general, in this world, you're a hoylech. In the world to come, you're an oimed. But if a person has talmidim, a person has ma'isim tovim, a person has children that continue to do mitzvahs, those mitzvahs are accredited to the person. Says the Chassam Sofer, this is what Hashem is saying. A tzaddik after he dies, he's no longer a hoylech. Because he is exempt from mitzvos. Amnam, b'shehemet tamidin harbe, someone has many students, or many children, or many masim tamim, kain kol ha-mitzvos ha-sheyasul him, any mitzvos that they do, havalei ki'ilu hu asam, it's like he's doing them. V'harei hu oyla v'hoylech mi-madrega l'madrega gam achrei moise. And this way a person could continue to move up in level, continue to be a hoylech. B'zehu, this is what Hashem is saying to the Navi, B'nasati l'cha malchem, I will allow you to be a hoylech. Afilu kishatia ben ha'imdim, even when you're amongst the oimdim, the malachim, ha'ila shulach ha'misa. Okay. So says the Likutei Ma'amarim. Who's Likutei Ma'amarim? Likutei Ma'amarim is the Ma'amarim of a very popular Magid Shir in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Rav Pinchas Friedman. He is the head of the Koilalim Bells, Shvilei Pinchas, and he writes in his Mamorim, Tavshin Ayin Beis. Yeah, he says like this. He says, now we understand why Yoyresh Kara De'avuha Bra Kara De'avuha. And we ask, why of all the parts of the body is the son considered the legs of the father? She said, beautiful. Because once a person goes to the Olam HaEmes, he's no longer a hoylech, he's an oimed, he's stationary. But as Chassam Sofer said, if a person has students, if a person has children that do mitzvot, they allow the niftar to continue to be a hoylech. A hoylech.
Even in the Olam
HaEmes. Because all the mitzvahs that they do are credit to the father. So therefore, bra kara d'avuha, the child are the legs of the father. They allow the father to be a hoylech.
Very good.
Allow the father to be a hoylech. Even after the father is an oimed. But if he has tamidim, or if he has maisim toivim, or he has children that continue on. So even in the Olam HaEmes, you could be a hoylech.
It's even better in the Gemara, Yorish Kara Davia, because a bra could be when you're alive. Yorish is a dafka lachar misa.
Yeah, good, good. Now we understand, he says, in the Olam HaEmes, so to speak, a person can't be, person has no raglayim. What does that mean, he has no raglayim? He can't go, mimadrega mimadrega. He's stuck on the same rung of the ladder. But a person has, hiniach ben kamaisa, the Gemara says. So then, he could continue to be a hoileich. Comes along the Sefer Paneach Raza. Who's the Paneach Raza? Fantastic Sefer. Ask Rabbi Shulman. Rabbi Shulman quotes Paneach Raza in one of his farms. Not this piece, but he quotes a different piece. But Paneach Raza says like this. Where is Yitzchak? Why didn't Yitzchak come to Levaya? He said, well, because he doesn't say that that Avraham Ameshechted Yitzchak, but he did make a Chabura. The Malachim brought him to Gan Eden to heal him. But the Paneach Raza, he wasn't there 3 years. He was only there 2 years.
So that's the difference between
170. Whoa! He says, I'll bring you a proof. The proof is like this. We know that Yitzchak was 60 when the kids were born. And Avraham was 100 when Yitzchak was born. That would make Avraham 173 at the day of his death. But we know he died at 175. What happened to the missing years? Says Paneach Raza, he's a Rishain. Look in the second line. V'teda. I'll prove to you Yitzchak spent 2 years in Gan Eden. Sharei Ksiv, because it says, it says,
2 years don't count against you.
Says like this. Sharei Ksiv, Ayigdul Hanarim, the kids grew up a pair. Shrashi Shahu Az B'nei Yud Gimoshanim. He was 13. Uvoi B'Parak Meis Avraham. And on that day, Avraham died. Kidei Shalo Yira Es Esav Yotze L'Tar B'Sraz, so he shouldn't see Esav going off the Derech. V'imei Avraham Arehoi Yukuf Ayin Shana. Tzei V'chashov, go ahead and count. Kuf L'Avraham. Adleidas Yitzchak, Vishishim the Yitzchak, Adleidas Yaakov, Vaoy Yud Gimel Arata, Harebin Ako Kufayim Gimel Shanim, Vimkain, Batsvilu Shnois Avram Beishan, we're missing 2 years! The answer is, even though the Chumash says Yitzchak was 60 when his kids were born, he was really 62. What happened to the 2 years? We only count the time that a person spends in this world. We don't count the time that they spend in Olam Haba. The Torah is not counting them. But Amrei, the Yitzchak ben Samach, uveemes ben Samach beis hayaz. The truth is, you want to know how old Yitzchak was? Really, he was 62. Really, he was 62. But why does the Torah say 60? He spent 60 years in this world.
Does anybody explain why the Chabura, if there was one, where the Akedah had to be? His recuperation had to be in Olam Haba as opposed to Olam Hazeh.
They didn't have good doctors. They were smart then.
They didn't take his insurance here.
Yeah, the what? They were afraid of Obamacare, so they decided to go to Gan Eden. But, says the Shvilei Pinchas, like this. He says, why is it in this world we walk right side up and in Olam Haba they're upside down? This is very pashat. Because in this world, our focus is on Shemayim.
Maybe it's the reverse, Rebbe. Who says, maybe in this world we're upside down and over there it's right side up. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Maybe. Well, we'll see about that. But, listen. Okay, these are all good suggestions. But listen to what he says. Like this. In a per this world, kol ma'asecha yu l'shem Shemayim. In this world, our focus is on the heavens. Our focus is on serving Hashem L'Shem Shamayim. Where our focus is on the Siyata D'Shemayah that we have from Shamayim. But in Olam Haba, they're stuck. In Olam Haba, once you get there, you're an Oymed. You can't, once you've cashed in, so that's it. Your mitzvos, there's no interest. There's no residual income. What are you going to do? That's why in the Olam HaEmes, their focus is on this world. What have we left down in this world that we could still continue to gain from? And the answer is, if a person has children, talmidim, maisim toivim, or had hashpa on other people, that is something that is residual income. And that is why, perhaps, in the Olam HaEmes, whatever that means, we don't know exactly what it means, that their head is on the bottom and the feet are on top, we don't exactly understand that, but in some vein, their focus is on Olam HaZeh, because their only way that they could grow and remain a hailech in Olam Haba is with the focusing on what they've left in this world. And says, Likutei Maamorim, perhaps this is what the Gemara means in Psachim. The Gemara tells us in Psachta Psachim, Rabbi Yosef was sick, and he went up to Olam Haba. And when he came back down, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, his father asked him, what do you see up there? What did he say?
Olam hafachra.
Olam hafachra, you see. I saw an upside down world. El yoinim lamata, v'tachtoinim lamala. So even though there are many perushim in this Gemara, but based on what we just learned, very simple. What does it mean? Yeah, it's an upside down world. Yeah, everything's upside down. Literally. People are standing on their heads. So his father said, no, that's the way it is. And that's though you saw in Olam Bara. Because in this world, our focus is on Shemaim. Our focus is on acting the Shemaim. But in Olam Haba, it's very frightening. That once a person gets to Olam Haba, he can't do mitzvahs anymore. The Vilna Gaon on his deathbed, right? He was crying about the mitzvah of tzitzis. He said, in this world, for a few bucks, you could buy a pair of tzitzis. In Olam Haba, even you can, there's nothing more you could do. You can't even buy a mitzvah. But that is perhaps why. Yeah, you get schar.
What schar are you getting?
But you're capped out. There's nothing more you can do.
But if you have a big bank account and you planned appropriately during Olam Hazeh for retirement.
But look, even the Amoraim said
you get the benefits.
The Archa Rachikta Uzvida Kalila. They said it's a long trip. It's a long existence. Eternity is a long time. Yeah,
you need a good base for your annuity.
But the focus of the people in the Olam HaEmes is on this world. What have they left in the Olam in this world that they could continue to accrue residual income in the world to come? A wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.